Sports Radio 560 WNSR.
Segment of the Tom Abraham Show brought to you by National Embroidery Works. National Embroidery Works for all your embroidery work and your silk screening work. Doesn't matter how big or small you are, National Embroidery Works is the answer. You can call them at 256-2100 or you can check them out online at nationalembroideryworks.com. They do all of our stuff for Southern Bass Radio, for the Tom Abraham Show, for all of everything we do here at WNSR. So they can do your stuff as well. National Embroidery Works is who they are. These guys are not the fly-by-night operation. These guys are a full-blown company that's been doing this for a long time now. Josh and his crew do such a tremendous job. Again, check them out online. The full catalog of products is right there at nationalembroideryworks.com. Number 33 in your roster, number one in your heart, 6'1", 214 pounds of left-handed shooting, Colin Wilson joins us. Colin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing all right.
Listen, I'm not going to be harsh here, but I went into the Friday night thinking you guys were going to be like 7 points in front of Detroit, and then the next thing I know, they're a point behind you. Tough loss. It's one thing to lose up there. It was tough loss, I think, yesterday, and the guys must have felt it a little bit because it looked like you had that one in hand in the third period, right?
Yeah, you know, we had a very good game. We played very well against Vancouver there, and, you know, we had that 2-1 lead. It was too bad that we gave it up and they got the win, but... You know, there's still 17 games left to gain a little bit more ground.
And you got to – do you sometimes forget, or do the guys sometimes forget in the room that, look, people are chasing you. You're not chasing them. You know what I mean? It's they got to take you out. So, I mean, you know, you just play the way you have played, you know, earlier this season and even in the last 12 games or so when you look at it overall, and you guys will be fine. They got to catch you.
Yeah, exactly. I think knowing that they're the ones who have to catch us kind of allows us just to, you know, be a little bit more confident in our game and not worry about them as much and just know that, you know, if we keep doing what we're doing, you know, we'll be all right for that playoff push. So, yeah, just kind of sticking to our game and not worrying too much about what other people are doing.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you got that first goal at the Boston Garden or the TD Garden or whatever they call it now against the Boston Bruins, right, I think, and then you got another one at Madison Square Garden. Did you get either of those pucks?
Yeah, I got the my very first goal puck. That was obviously, you know, a great puck to have, the first goal puck. You know, it was awesome also to get it at a rink that I had played in quite a few times in college and had a lot of my friends there. So, yeah, got that puck, but the other ones I've left behind.
Well, yeah, I mean, being that you were born in Greenwich, Connecticut, I mean, where did you lean? Were you a Boston Bruins? Were you a Bruins fan? You know, you could be a Ranger fan from there. I mean, Greenwich is kind of in the middle there. Which way did you lean?
Growing up, I was a Rangers fan because, you know, I was born there because my dad was playing for the Rangers. So, you know, growing up, my parents, I actually did not know until I looked at my birth certificate when I was 15. I thought they always told me I was just born in New York. I don't know why they wouldn't just tell me I was born in Connecticut. But,
well, that is New York. To people who are working in New York or playing hockey in New York, Connecticut, that's New York. It's just a suburb of New York.
So. Yeah, exactly. So I immediately became a New York Rangers fan because, that's where I thought I was born.
You didn't get the MSG puck, though? I mean, that's pretty clutch scoring one where Pops played.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been cool, but, you know, I was celebrating too hard and, you know, yeah. didn't really think about grabbing that one.
Well, maybe the next time, like 4 years from now, when you go in there, you can get a Hattie or something and snag that one, you know. I understand a little shakeup on the lines this morning, and you're going to be, you're skating with, who are you skating with? You're skating with Arnie, or who they put you with?
Yeah, I'm with Arnett and Eret.
Arnett and Eret, that's got to be – that doesn't suck. I mean, those are some guys that can help set some things up. Just looking to try and get some more punch, is that what Trotsky's looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. They haven't talked to me about it or anything like that. You know, I obviously, you know, it's two losses in a row. It's always a shakeup isn't necessarily a bad thing. So, you know, it's going to be exciting playing with those two guys. They're very good offensively, and they see the ice very well, so – it'll be great to play with them.
How was it on Friday night when Shea Weber went out? And everybody knows it's an upper body injury, and we saw what happened. It looks like something with the wrist or the hand there. But when he goes to the room and then doesn't come back out, how much of an impact is that on the bench?
You know, it's a pretty you see a lot of guys kind of getting hurt during games and everything, and obviously when you got an all-star, you know, a Canadian Olympian go down, you know, it hurts the team a little bit more to have him out. But, you know, I think everybody just has the mindset of, you know, just controlling what they can control, and, you know, that's something that happens during the game. So, you know, the bench pretty much stays the same, and, you know, everybody realizes that they just kind of have to work a little bit harder to, you know, make up for Weber being out.
Colin Wilson with us, centerman for the Preds. All right, now when you talk to Suter and those guys and so on, and we know that it looks like at this point in time it's up in the air as to whether Olympians or whether NHL players will play in the next Olympics. Whether you would get a shot to play or not, do you think that the NHL, the players, want to continue to be a part of the Olympics if possible?
Oh yeah, I mean every player wants to be a part of it. Everybody wants to represent their country. Everybody wants to play at the highest level possible, and that's the Olympics. You know, the top players from every country, it's all stars in there. And, you know, I think the Olympics are supposed to be the people competing who are the best from everywhere. And, you know, obviously it wouldn't be that way if they didn't allow the NHL players. And I think at the same time, it's pretty good advertising for the NHL. You know, that USA-Canada game did a great job. I'm sure a lot more people are tuning into NHL hockey after watching that exciting game.
And I understand that it's business, but it would still, I think it's huge for the league. And I think it would be, especially with so many Russian players in there. The Russian players, you know them. They're going to say, well, we're playing anyway, no matter what. We're playing for, you know, Mother Russia when that sucker goes back to Russia next time. So, you know, so then you look, well, do you want to have just the Russian? You know, then you got the Canadian guys are going to want to get in, or you guys want to get in there. Now, did you play in your past? Have you played on the junior worlds or teams?
Yeah, I played on a lot of USA teams when I was 15, 16, and 17, I was playing for the U.S. national team. That was my team. We just traveled all over the world pretty much and played against other teams, like obviously, you know, Canada and Slovakia, Czechs, the Russians. And then also I played under 20s when I was 18 and 19. And then this past year I played with Suter for the World Championships.
All right, you're on the radar screen. I mean, they're looking at. I mean, you know, you have a nice run between now and then. Hey, you'll have an opportunity to play some more national hockey. I would imagine that would be a great thing to pull that sweater on again.
Oh yeah, definitely. I love playing internationally. It's a lot of fun. You know, I'm competitive in everything. You know, during the season, but when I throw that USA sweater on, I really want to win. So it gives me a little bit more incentive.
All right, final question. The home record is not what it has been in the past with this team. I know this is your first year with extended time here, but, you know, typically you take care of business at home. Your road record's about the same as your home record almost. Is there any rhyme or reason as to why the struggles at home?
You know, I don't think so. Sometimes it's just the way it happens. You know, you lose a couple more at home one year, and I don't think there's ever a rhyme or reason for it. I remember when I was just at Boston University there, like one season we had a good season, but at home we just couldn't get it done. And I mean, it was just because we were losing at home. It you know, you never normally want to use it to your advantage, but you know, it just happens sometimes.
What happened to BU and the Beanpot, huh? It didn't not too good.
Didn't do too well.
Yeah. Did Boston College end up winning that, Charlie? I don't know. Who it was. Boston College in New Hampshire, wasn't it, in the final?
It was Boston College and... it was BU-BC in the final, I think. BC won. I don't
BC
know. I really wasn't paying that close of attention to it.
Wow, you're only gone a couple of years. I mean, you know, you haven't gone that long. You don't care about the bean pot anymore, you know. But that's all right. All right. Well, good luck in Atlanta. Go get those guys, and let's start piling up some points again and have a good roadie out west.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Colin Wilson.